everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. We are live at the 14th annual meeting. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Josh Sider, who serves as the Vice President of Insight Global Health. Josh, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
To get us started, could you please introduce yourself and share a little bit more about your role and Insight Global?
Yep. My name is Josh Sider. I'm a Vice President of International Nursing at Insight Global Health. Insight Global Health is the hospital and clinical division of Insight Global. I've been with the company for about 17 years now and ecstatic to be here with you today.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for taking the time. And my first question for you, it's been a tumultuous few years for the healthcare workforce, which remains hospital CEO's number one concern. So how would you describe the current staffing landscape? What's worrying you? And then on the other hand, what are you hopeful about?
Yeah. So I'll tackle the first part first, which is the staffing landscape. We've obviously been through a recent kind of perfect storm of events with the pandemic. But even before the pandemic, there was a decline in the American labor force participation. And so over the years, really last 5 years, we've had a decline in the amount of people that are in the workforce. And then when you stack on 2022 with all the additional hiring that we were doing, it seems like the industry, really all industries, have just been trying to catch up to be able to find people to fill these roles. On top of that, the shortage has just created a super competitive workplace as people move from system to system, company to company. And as people move into, say, companies like Amazon that are new to the space, join pharmaceutical industry, and then of course payers as well. And so employers have to really kind of rethink the value that they bring to the American worker to attract and retain these people for the long term. Those are areas like providing a great employee onboarding experience, driving engagement, you know, when that person is employed, creating pathways for people to develop their careers, which is huge for engagement, connecting people to your purpose and the shared values of your organization. And of course, you know, everybody knows this, but people are wanting more and more perks like PTO and work from home and flexible hours. So the staffing landscape has become kind of an interesting one. On the staffing side, staffing services side, on my side of the house, it's just as competitive. And we're just having to think about how we reapproach the workforce when we recruit to it. And we find ourselves consulting to a lot of hospital clients to help them attract that talent along with us. So it's been an interesting few years, but really hopeful on how people are leaning in and trying to get creative and bold with how they approach their workforce in the staffing landscape.
Absolutely. And kind of going off of that same vein, hospital leaders are addressing nurse shortages with creative strategies, such as education and career development, technology and scheduling flexibilities, to name a few. How can global workforce strategy fit in here? And what is Insight Global Health's approach? And how can this help address the nurse shortage?
Yeah, I think that for some hospitals, it's definitely necessary to look beyond our borders for talent. I think that's the case really for any company in the United States who is struggling to identify specialty workers for their organization. You know, we are fortunate that the U.S. is a destination of choice for so many workers around the world, specifically healthcare workers. You have people from India, people from the Philippines, people from Africa that, you know, want to find a better home and a new life in the United States. So we have that going for us. You know, what's most important is hospital systems, you know, they have to be ready to take this seriously. It is a really big responsibility to have a international worker come to the United States, work at your hospital system, and you have to show them an incredible experience. So I think the biggest thing is, you know, how does it fit in? Well, number one, you have to be ready for that responsibility, but it's also great if you take it seriously because these workers make up, and specifically nurses, make up 12% of the nursing workforce in America. So those individuals are already here doing incredible work and they are the right people for the job and they are very capable. And so if you're gonna address a workforce shortage in your hospital system, I think international is a great way to do it. Our approach, you know, we're a little bit different. We invest heavily in these countries by integrating with their hospital systems, universities, approved staffing partners, of course, to find those interested people. From there, it's all about connection and engagement, you know, making sure those individuals, as they transition to the United States, know exactly where they stand, really throughout the whole process. And then we're just super responsive and equally, if not as important, we upskill our nurses as they await their visas and deployment in their home country before they come to the United States. And our training is designed in partnership with the hospital clients, designed by nurses and nurses that are from these countries to make sure our nurses have the best chance of success once they actually come to the US or Canada. just as an example of that, you know, we have a training facility in Manila called the Grit Academy. It has 4 simulation labs, 4 nurse anti high fidelity mannequins by Laerdal equipment, a skills lab, computer lab for self-paced modules. And we have educators that are employed in this facility delivering the training in partnership with our hospital clients. And so once the nurses deploy, we stay with them for the duration of the contract so they really feel the love from us and the hospital system they work out. And that's driven down attrition. It extends duration of their nurses. It also helps the hospitals drive culture, drive diversity, and leadership loves it. And of course, patients get better care and more attention. So everything that I just mentioned is really tailored to meet the need of the client at hospital. You know, all hospitals are different, the way they carry out their care. And so we design and make sure that the experience is a great one. And that's helped us attract thousands of nurses worldwide.
Awesome. And then you mentioned international nursing. So what key considerations should healthcare leaders keep in mind when adopting this approach? And can you share some resources or tips that might help organizations get started to ensure a smooth process?
Yeah. So when we first got into the business, we definitely learned the hard way. A lot of learning lessons along the way. But I would say, to keep it simple, the first thing you have to consider is do you have a great immigration lawyer? Because they are worth their weight in gold. Navigating immigration is not easy. And so having a subject matter expert to help you through that is key. Really make sure you need it. I know it's kind of funny hearing that because we think that most hospital systems are shortage of nurses. But believe it or not, we have had some clients that once you drill down and gather the right data, they actually didn't have a shortage in the first place. They actually had enough nurses and can handle that here stateside. And then, you know, of course, there's a lot that goes into it. Like I said earlier, it's a big responsibility, you know, since we're talking about people's livelihoods and they're depending on you. So you have to ask yourself, do you have the resources to do this right away? And if you do it right, you know, you attract talent to you and it actually becomes easier for you to recruit. So just making sure that you have the team and the financials set up to be able to do something like this is really important. And then I would say the fourth thing is, you know, do you want to buy it versus build it, right? You have great companies out here, including ourselves, that can help hospital systems bring talent from out of the country. But you have to decide if you want to partner or if you just want to architect this thing internally. And again, make sure you have the resources to do so. I would say resources and tips, just to address that specific question. One thing that's out there is hospital systems need to consider the visa options. And a lot of times, you know, in many cases, from what we've seen, hospitals aren't necessarily aware that there are different visa options for how you bring talent into the United States. Most people are familiar with the EB3, which is a migrant visa, which allows the nurse and their family to come to the United States to work, ultimately get their U.S. citizenship. That takes usually, as of now, due to visa retrogression, anywhere between 2 to 3 years, which is a long time to wait for nurses, especially in the midst of a shortage. But there are other options like the H-1B visa, which is a working visa. And that's one of the approaches that we take, where you can get nurses within 5 to 8 months. And then once they land in the States, you file their EB3 and they're able to make U.S. wages while they wait for that migrant visa that they seek. So there's just a lot of creative ways that you can go out and you can actually find those nurses. Just making sure you have the right partner and deciding if you want to do it internally or externally is really, really important.
And is there anything else our listeners should know, Josh?
No, if anybody wants to understand our approach, we've been deploying nurses since November on H-1, and it's working well for us. And the numbers are high as far as the candidates that want to come over. So just please feel free to reach out to me directly, and I'd be happy to share all the insights we picked up along the way. We're an open book and we just want to help.
Wonderful. Well, Josh, thank you for your time and the great discussion today. And I'd also like to thank Insight Global Health for sponsoring today's episode. You can also tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com. Thank you.